If for those of you who weren't here last week, we had our brother Matt Penner come here, Disciple Nations guy, missionary up in Hillsboro and Tabor College. Love him. Angie helped lead worship last week. And Matt came and shared just an incredibly sweet word with us. If you get a chance, if you haven't listened to it, I encourage you to go back and listen to that link that we sent out. And Sam came and just shared a short word with us and prayed over the body here. Those were such good moments there. Well, in the midst of that, Matt was preaching this word, and he gets to the end, and he wants to model prophecy for all of us. And so he picks one person out of the room at the end to give a word of encouragement to. And he looks at my sweet Harper, my firstborn. And he gives her this word about purity of heart and being a worshiper before the Lord and even writing songs with me. And it was an incredibly sweet word. She was tender. She was really touched. But what he didn't know was that something had happened the week before. And this has never happened that I remember, by the way, but 2 weeks in a row this happened. But Dick Koons was up here prophesying over several people. He'd shared a word about the prophetic and some of his story. And then he picked a few people out of the room to share prophetic words of encouragement. Well, one of those people was Liliana Loss. Wave your hand over there, Liliana. Harper's good friend. They're the same age. Well, Dick gave Liliana the same word about worship and purity of heart, and I think maybe Ava as well, too. But it was a really sweet word. Well, come up here, Harper. So after that word 2 weeks ago, Harper did a little processing, and I wanted her to, as a testimony of what happened to her, I wanted her to share what happened after Dick gave that word to your friend Liliana.
I kind of went through a process of saying to myself, well, why didn't I get that word? Why didn't I receive that, like, prophecy over me? And I just started feeling sorry for myself and comparing myself. And I had to just let that go to the Lord and say, okay, I'm just going to give that to you. I'm not going to hold that for myself and humble myself. And so
By the way, where did you go to process that with the Lord?
In the tree out back.
She climbed a tree. That's where Harper does her processing.
And I just cried and had to confess that to the Lord. And then I received that word from Matt, and it was really unexpected. I had just kind of released it and said, okay, I just felt like he said, I love you no matter what you do, and my love never changes for you. And even though you might not receive that word in front of everybody, I love you in the quiet place in your heart. So
Matt, isn't she just precious? I mean, come on. This is like hell. What am I going to do when she gets married someday? This is going to be hard. But so Matt spoke the word to you, bald-headed with a big beard, Matt. But whose voice did you really hear?
The Lord's.
The Lord's. And what did you sense? What was your... What did you feel from the Lord when he spoke that to you? Give me a few words to describe that.
His love for me.
Yeah.
Just his love for me in a way that you can't even say in words.
She's so brave. Tell her thank you for coming up here, too. So, man, we're in this season of focusing in on the prophetic, and I thought, what a great story to show. What does the prophecy do? 1 Corinthians 14:3. It strengthens, it encourages, and it comforts. I mean, it's just a holistic love word for my sweet daughter. I'm sure Liliana felt the same way when Dick spoke that over her. And so the Lord takes Harper through this moment of feeling a little bit jealous, a little envious. Why didn't I get that word? Anybody ever felt jealousy or envy, or maybe known someone who's ever felt jealous or envy? And Harper had to deal with that, and she had to deal with a little pride in her heart, right? And she had to humble herself before the Lord and say, I trust that you love me whether I get that or not. And how sweet of a God do we have that Matt just happened to be here last minute that week and just happened to pick. There's no coincidence. The Holy Spirit wanted to do that so that we could say that here today. The Lord's so good. We need more prophecy in the church today, not less prophecy, because it builds up the body of Christ. This is what prophecy does. It encourages our hearts.